Relaxation is a major skill and asset towards fostering the mental fitness necessary to reach our greatest potential. If you try to remember a peak experience or peak performance from your past, you'll probably recall a sense of feeling loose and relaxed, yet sharp, focused, and in control, which is characteristic of the experience of flow. Practicing relaxation helps cultivate our ability to more consistently and efficiently achieve the flow state. Thing is, it's easy to relax when there are no pressures, no major competitions, no meetings, deadlines, quick decisions to be made, traffic, family crises, etc. Staying calm, cool, and collected under pressure, however, takes deliberate practice and awareness. Have you ever noticed how some of your best ideas occur just as you're falling asleep, or walking in nature, in the shower, or in the car on long journeys? These are times when we are tapping into our alpha state, which is a state of mind when we are most relaxed as well as creative. It is also the mental state most closely associated with the experience of flow, of being in the zone. Contrast this with when you're in a hurry and rushing around. For example, trying to hurriedly get a key in the door and dropping the keys in the process, or forgetting something important in a rush to get out the door and then having to double back, or having to reread a paragraph a second and third time in our hurry to get through the material. Inevitably, by rushing, we become less efficient and focused, and whatever we are trying to accomplish ends up taking either twice as long or leads to subpar performance. A lot of the time, this is because we are too anxious and impatient about where we're going, about results or outcome, that we don't pay enough attention to where we are now, to the here and now, which is critical to peak performance in sport and any meaningful life pursuit. The key is to be able to catch ourselves during these moments and slow down and relax, rather than succumbing to the temptation to try even harder. You may have noticed that when playing a sport and things aren't going so well, there is a tendency to try harder, which often yields even worse results. For example, trying too hard in tennis often translates into hitting the ball into the net or way outside the lines. When you catch yourself in the downward spiral of trying harder and harder, with worse and worse results, use this as a cue to try softer, as Jim Lear, who's done a lot of work with professional tennis, suggests. Often, it is our concept of success that interferes with being able to let go and relax. Many associate the relentless pursuit and drive to achieve with success and excellence, and equate discipline with hard work only. It is because of this that it has been suggested that maybe we should refer to humans as human doings rather than human beings. For we seem to define and value ourselves more by what we do rather than based on our being. To reach peak performance more consistently, however, the principle of less is more becomes more effective. The discipline for balance, for quality rest and letting go of pressure and concerns becomes of greater importance to continued success and fulfillment, as well as maintaining optimal health and well-being. Maintaining balance between work, rest, and play is the key to reaching our highest potential and staying healthy. Maintaining balance between nurturing our being as much as our doings, and recognizing that the quality of our training and performance, whether in sports or other careers, depends on the quality of our R&R time, which includes rest and relaxation as well as recreation. Relaxation training allows us to be more efficient and effective in our endeavors, as well as helps us to cope better with any obstacles and setbacks we may face. With practice, we enhance our ability to weather any storm in life, and therefore more readily reach the rainbows, as well as that proverbial pot of gold. Being relaxed allows us the space to find the inner calm and clarity necessary for ideas and resolutions to flow naturally and easily, to see the opportunities and positives in every situation. Relaxation training also enhances our mind-body connection, which can be so important in sports and when facing health challenges. In addition, the more in tune we are with our bodies, the better we tend to treat our bodies, such as eating less junk food and drinking less coffee and alcohol. Unfortunately, some people equate practicing relaxation and meditation techniques with doing nothing, or as being too mystical or alternative. However, what could be more natural and normal than drawing upon our body's innate ability to produce a deeply restful and peaceful state of being, rather than reaching for chemical relief for the many stress-related ailments plaguing us nowadays, such as medication for the pain of tension headaches and migraines, ulcers, digestive disorders, hypertension, asthma, the list is endless, all of which are known to respond well to regular practice of relaxation or meditation and without the added cost and side effects. There are many well-documented benefits attributed to relaxation practice. Basically, regular practice of relaxation techniques reverses many of the ill effects caused by stress. Physically, some of the benefits are a decreased metabolic rate, decreased heart rate and respiration rate, decreased oxygen consumption, reduced muscle tension, reduced blood pressure and hypertension, decreased lactate, decreased cholesterol, and decreased cortisol, which is a major stress hormone, as well as improved blood circulation and increased alpha brain waves, which is associated with creativity and the flow state. Relaxation training also improves reactivity to stress, both physiologically and psychologically. And what this means is that we both react more rapidly to a stressor, followed by a rapid recovery. Whereas when tense, we tend to be slower to react, as well as much slower to recover from a stressor. For example, a relaxed person would react more quickly to a shockingly loud noise and recover almost instantly, whereas a tense person would be slower to react and would take a lot longer to recover from the shock. Relaxation has also been shown to increase immunocompetence, which means our immune systems become stronger and more resistant to viruses or disease. Some of the psychological benefits to relaxation training include greater mental clarity and calm, improved concentration, greater emotional control, increased creativity, as well as a better sense of humor. Have you ever noticed an uptight person with a sense of humor? And if they do joke, it's more often at someone else's expense. Relaxation produces greater mental readiness, that is, we are more open-minded and receptive to new ideas and solutions when relaxed. Remember that our minds are like parachutes. They work best when open. It is by maintaining an open mind and sense of humor we avoid getting what Ashley Montague refers to as psychosclerosis, that is, the hardening of the brain, which produces rigid and negative-prone thinking. All of these benefits have obvious implications for performance enhancement and wellness. Some will say that they relax only when they sleep. Thing is, sleep isn't always as restful as it can be, and if you know of anyone who grinds their teeth during their sleep, you know what I mean. Practicing relaxation enhances the quality of rest that is achieved during sleep. Many have reported that they had one of their best night's sleep ever after listening to the relaxation exercise, inner massage, that follows on this tape. In addition, it has been demonstrated that with practice, one can arrive at a stage of deep physiological rest within 10 minutes of relaxation, which can take up to 4 to 6 hours to get to by sleeping. Relaxation training, therefore, provides a much more efficient and restful alternative to napping. Central to all relaxation and meditation techniques is deep abdominal breathing. What this means is inhaling slowly and deeply, expanding your belly before filling your chest, and exhaling fully and steadily, taking a little bit longer on the out-breath than the in-breath, completely expelling all the used oxygen and freeing up more space for each fresh new breath you take. Sometimes it's easier to focus on exhaling fully than to concentrate on inhaling abdominally. This has two advantages. First, because your body will automatically respond to a full exhale with an abdominal breath. This is a reflex reaction. And the second advantage is that you can only fill your lungs to the extent that they've been emptied by the previous outbreath. So, by focusing on a full exhale, you are ensuring that you've cleared your lungs of all the used oxygen, leaving more room for fresh oxygen to fill your lungs. This can be especially important during stressful conditions, for we tend to hoard our breath then and not exhale as fully as we might, which creates a situation where we are trying to get more and more oxygen into less and less space in our lungs. This is one of the main causes of side stitches when running. Take a moment now to notice your breathing. Is your chest alone expanding, or is your belly involved too? Now try focusing only on the exhale, completely emptying out your lungs, perhaps even exaggerating it at first by compressing your diaphragm area, and then see what happens to your abdomen on your next in-breath. you will have noticed that your body takes an abdominal breath without you even having to think about it. Deep abdominal breathing optimizes our oxygen consumption, allowing more oxygen to reach our muscles and our brain more efficiently. A special nature of breathing is that it is both voluntary and involuntary. That is, we can consciously control it, yet we keep breathing whether or not we're thinking about it. Also, the same part of the brain which controls our breathing also plays a large role in our emotions. It's called the limbic system. Our brains are wired such that our emotions will affect our breathing patterns, and likewise, our breathing can affect our emotions. When angry, tense, or upset, our breathing tends to become very rapid and shallow, or we might even hold our breath. Whereas, by controlling our breathing, by taking a few slow, deep breaths, we are able to gain greater control over our emotions. Our mental-emotional state, therefore, is reflected in our breathing, and vice versa. Our breathing impacts on our mental and emotional state. Eastern traditions have long considered the breath to be the junction between mind, body, and spirit, the bridge between the conscious and unconscious. And breath, therefore, also plays a central role in Eastern spiritual practices. We can liken our minds to the sea. When anxious and upset, our minds become like the turbulence experienced during a storm. By focusing on deepening our breathing, however, we can reach to deeper and deeper levels within ourselves, far below the turbulent surface, to where it is calm and peaceful. And being an avid diver myself, I like to also visualize a coral reef, where it is not only calm and peaceful, but glorious and beautiful as well. A calmer place from which we are able to respond more effectively with greater composure to the demands that we may face. Fitting in attention to breath throughout our day is a first step towards cultivating the relaxation skill. There are many cues during our daily lives which we can use to remind us to attend to our breathing, to deepen it and slow it down. Here are a few examples. Anytime you catch yourself clock watching is a good cue, because if you're anxious about time or wishing you were somewhere else, then you probably aren't as relaxed as you might be. While on the phone is another cue. Take a moment for a deep breath before picking up, or focus on deep, slow breaths while you're listening, rather than waiting impatiently for what you have to say next. Anytime you're kept waiting, whether in traffic, at work, or at practice, rather than waiting impatiently for the green at the lights, we can use this as an opportunity for a little time out, as a breather. Focusing on our breath is also a great refocusing tool. That is, a tool for getting our mind back in focus after a distraction. Focus on our breath achieves three things for refocusing. First, it helps to relax our mind and body. Secondly, it provides a neutral focus from that which distracted us. And finally, it gets us back into the here and now. Next, I'll be talking about a variety of meditation and relaxation techniques. There are many different forms of meditation techniques. What most of them have in common is they focus on abdominal breathing, on inhaling slowly and deeply, and exhaling fully and steadily, and extending the out-breath relative to the in-breath. How they vary is according to whether attention is directed to the breath alone, that is, just attending to our breathing wherever our breath passes through our bodies, through the nostrils, down our throats, into our chest, into the rise and fall of our belly. They also vary as to whether there is use of what is called a mental device, which is simply a word or phrase that is silently repeated and paired with the breath. Some examples might be focusing on letting go and releasing with every out-breath, and imagining pure, healing, divine energy in with every in-breath. Or, one can use counting as a mental device, such as counting breaths from 1 to 100. The idea here is to count breaths, and when you lose count, you have to start over. It's okay if your mind strays to other thoughts, as long as you are able to keep count of your breaths. This type of exercise helps train both relaxation as well as concentration. For beginners, I recommend a mini meditation, a 10-to-1 breath countdown, which combines all of what I've just mentioned. All you need to do is focus on inhaling slowly and deeply, and exhaling fully and steadily, and count your breaths from 10 to 1. You may want to add some self-suggestions, such as mentioned earlier, like letting go or releasing all cares with every out-breath, and breathing in purifying, refreshing, and healing oxygen with every in-breath. And when you reach one, you might want to try adding a little imagery of a favorite place or scene where you feel most at home and at peace, a special or sacred time and place. For many, this means somewhere in nature, on a beach, or high up on the cliffs watching the waves crashing up against the rocks and feeling the sea breezes and the warmth of the sun, or imagining watching a sunset or sunrise over the ocean. You can include loved ones and beloved pets for company if you wish. Anything that makes you feel warm and fuzzy. Wherever at peace and feeling warm and loving. And then when you're ready, you might want to count your way back up to 10 again and notice how you feel. This is a relatively easy exercise that can be done several times throughout the day and only takes a couple of minutes to complete. You might want to take a few moments now to stop the tape and try out this mini meditation before continuing. While meditation techniques tend to focus predominantly on the breath, other relaxation techniques tend to focus on the body as well. The advantages are that the body provides a mental focus to keep the mind from wandering, and it also fosters the mind-body awareness and control that is important for athletes as well as healing. Progressive relaxation is a major form of body-focused relaxation. This involves the contraction and release of the major muscle groups of the body. Starting from the head and finishing with the feet, or beginning with the feet and working up to the head. The contraction-relaxation action serves two purposes. First, to demonstrate and heighten awareness of the difference between tension and relaxation. And secondly, the muscle returns to a more relaxed state following the contraction. Try it now. Hold your hand in a fist as tight as you can for about 5 to 6 seconds. And noticing how the tension feels. Hold it, and then release. Again, noticing how it feels, warmer and more relaxed. Progressive relaxation can also be practiced without the contraction stage by simply progressively passing one's attention from one muscle group to another, focusing on relaxing the muscles and releasing any tension. One can imagine sending relaxing breaths throughout the body to the various muscles. Another quick and easy way to induce relaxation is to turn one's eyes upwards. This can be done with either your eyes closed or open. And what this does is sets up a neurophysiological response producing the alpha state associated with relaxation. Try it now. While remembering your abdominal breathing, focus your eyes upwards as you breathe slowly and deeply. And hold it. And then notice how it feels when you release your eyes. Simply unfocusing your vision will produce similar results. With your eyes open, try to unfocus or blur your vision while remembering your breathing. This too can be mentally relaxing and produce the alpha state within a couple of minutes. The inner massage relaxation exercise on this tape is another body-focused technique. It differs from the progressive relaxation format. Inner massage follows a more circuitous route when passing through the body, which is much more like how your own nervous system or circulatory systems travel throughout your body. It also focuses more on the joints of your body rather than muscle groups. This can be effective, for there is greater nerve innervation at your joints. There is also greater amounts of electromagnetic energy and tension stored in your joints. The pathways of inner massage is also very similar to the chakras in yoga and the meridians associated with acupressure and acupuncture. And here are some final recommendations for building relaxation into your daily life. Take a few moments throughout your day to focus on relaxation. Start off relaxation practice on your own with 5 to 10 minutes per day and gradually build up to 20 to 30 minutes per day. Be sure to be in a comfortable position with good posture. Don't slouch if you're sitting. Keep your spine straight and upright. And if you are lying down, you may want to use a few props such as a pillow under your knees to take the pressure off your back and a rolled up towel under your neck to support your neck. Be in a quiet place where you are not likely to be easily disturbed. You may notice, however, that pets will be very attracted to joining you. For some, it helps to keep a routine time and place for relaxation or meditation. This helps foster the habit. Also, transitions during the day are a good time for practice. And finally, it is best to practice on an empty stomach, for the same reason we do not exercise on a full stomach. And, as happens with exercise, with greater relaxation practice, you will find that you crave relaxation more often and for longer periods of time. Listen to your body's messages and urgings. These are the signposts to being in the flow, towards peak performance, health, and well-being.